Introducing the Streetcast.
Remember this shit? We don't trip. They don't
I
trip.
I don't trip.
This shit is hot. It's hot.
Very hot.
Brooke don't trip.
Space don't trip.
We don't trip.
I don't trip.
You don't trip. Yes, and welcome to the Streetcast. This is episode 6.
Yup.
And today is Saturday, December 10th, 2011.
Yup.
And I'm your host, Brooklyn.
And your other host, Space Bars.
Yes.
Co-host.
Yes, we're co-hosts.
What up?
Yeah, man. So what's going on?
I'm chilling, man. It's Saturday. I'm happy.
Yeah, it's been a bright, sunny day. It's kind of chilly, though.
It's cool, though. It's like when the sun is hitting you, it's warm. And when the sun isn't, it's a little chilly. But it's okay. I'm enjoying my day.
Yeah. So far, so great. So...
What's up, man?
Man. I had the craziest week this week, man. Nuts.
What happened this week?
I gotta clear my throat.
You're gonna hear a lot of that this show.
Yeah, you can hear a lot of that this show because I just have this crazy thing going on. I don't know what it is, but I'm trying to get over it. I think I'm almost there. But so you've been warned. Yo, I had like this crazy week, man. My week started so. I guess I got to give you background, right? So I'm a digital consultant and I also manage web properties and stuff like that and all that good stuff, right? So basically I came into work Monday and one of our servers got hacked.
Oh, damn.
Yes. Which in what I do is like worst case scenario. Like any other thing that could possibly happen with my job is manageable, right? Like, but a server crashing and a server getting hacked, a site crashing and a server getting hacked are the two absolute worst things that I could possibly...
Worst case scenario.
Worst things that could happen to me. And that's the first thing that happened literally before I even got to work. Like, literally, something told me, check your email before you leave the house. You know, it was like 8:30. And, I checked my email and somebody was like, hey, the site is loading, is not loading for me. And then it was like, hey, I'm getting the spamware notice instead of the site. It's saying that the site is not may harm your computer.
Whoa.
So everyone that was trying to go to this particular site would get this notice that was like, you know, this might be spyware or
don't
whatever.
Don't do it. Reconsider.
Right. For a business, that's horrible.
Yes.
Horrible. Because that's a whole branding, trust issue, all types of issues. So
yes.
I'm like, fuck. So yeah, that was the beginning of my week. And we finally got it sorted. In the end, it came out. It ended up being good for me because it's kind of like an opportunity, right? So instead of panicking, I had to figure it like, okay, this is my opportunity to do the right thing, get this resolved as quickly as possible, and provide a report post-mortem to, you know, the COOs and the VP and all that. So I had to meet with the COO, the corporate communications officer, the operating officer, and the COO and CEO and all that stuff. So it was crazy. But yeah, it was nuts. But at the end of the day, they were thanking me like, hey, I'm glad you got this resolved so quickly. Because sometimes it's like, yo, shit happens. Like security... is gonna get breached,
right?
And it's all about how you react and how quickly you respond and who you notify, being really good about letting people know and having a statement ready for everybody. So in any crisis situation, dude, it's all about what you do.
How you handle it?
Yeah, shit is gonna hit the fan, and like interpersonal relationships too. When things happen, it's all about how you react to it, you know, and how you yeah, how you react, because things happen. So it's funny because I also started to feel a little bit crazy because, well, not crazy, but I started to rethink my position on when Sony got hacked, because remember PSN got hacked.
Yeah.
The PlayStation Network got hacked earlier this year, and I was like, fuck that shit, they got my credit card info. And with this whole thing, I was seeing the other side of it, was like, look, there really wasn't nothing we could do to prevent this, because basically one of the developers that we have got a Trojan, all of their passwords got hacked, and then they used the FTP credentials from this user to get into the server. So it wasn't like the server had a hole in it, or it wasn't like we were, you know, unprepared in terms of our security. Right. It was legitimately, they got the hackers got in a legitimate channel with legitimate credentials. Man. And it's like, how do you can't really prevent that? Like, I can't prevent the developers' computers from being, you know, I can't do, you know,
get your developers' Macs.
They do have Macs though too.
Not that one.
I don't know. But
he's anti-Mac, for the record.
So yeah,
which is funny. Which is funny because he has mad Mac products.
I have Mac devices. I don't like Mac computers.
We have Mac, yeah.
I don't like Mac desktops, but I like Mac mobile phones and iPads.
What do you like about Mac devices that you hate about Mac computers?
Okay. I like the user interface. So I find the user interface is more important for a touch device than it is for PC. Because a PC, I'm using a mouse and a keyboard anyway. So I like the fact that PCs are more open, and I can, like, there's more software available for it, and I can go into the nuts and bolts of my computer in a way that I can't do on a Mac because their operating system is so closed in. Mm-hmm. And all that stuff. So, but anyway, back to the topic. Yeah, I started feeling sad that I was so hard on PlayStation Network because of, you know, them getting hacked. And I was sitting in these meetings with people high up, and I was thinking, damn, this is how the people at Sony felt when they got hacked. Like,
right.
You have people who are just at their job who have to answer all these questions about security breaches, and it's like, yo, they didn't fucking, you know, bring it. They were doing their jobs, you know, like, shit gets hacked. Like, so it kind of gave me the other perspective on when things happen, you know. People, I'm sure there's no one at Sony who kind of was like, not caring about the security, you know.
Yeah, shit happens.
Yeah, but anyway, that's an aside. But so yeah, so I had that in the beginning of my week, and I don't know, it was cool though. In the end, I started thinking about it, and it was all really a big test on pressure and a test just to on letting things bother me, like how stressed can you be and how not to get stressed. And like, I started to get to a point where I was like, you know what, it's all on how I take this. Like, I can take this and worry about the little minor instances that were pissing me off and bothering me, or I could just let I was sort of viewing things as just events, like, you know, like, for example, a lot of it was like, it's, you know, sometimes when you're in a situation and you feel like everything's going wrong, like, that's how the beginning of my week felt. It felt like the server got hacked and all of these little things were happening all at the same time. I'm like, yo, can I get a break? Like, you know, like, you ever felt like that?
Yeah, all the time.
Like, your luck has just changed. Like, my luck is, like, I'm fucked up, you know. I felt like my luck was bad, but then I was like, you know what, that's just a perception, you know, I'm perceiving it that way. So I started thinking about it like in terms of just like let me give you an example. So I needed a break, so I was like, all right, I hadn't been to Starbucks in like a year, right? So my old job, we had a Starbucks in the building, and I was addicted. I would go every day. You know what I'm saying? So I had to break the caffeine addiction or whatever, and I lost like 10 pounds from that. That's, they say, yeah, if you stop drinking coffee, you can lose like 5 to 10 pounds because of the... Anyway.
Coffee makes you fat?
It makes you hold on to water or something like that. There's some kind of study about that.
Oh, God.
Retain water. So
diet coffee.
I used to get vanilla latte, so I was like, I'm gonna get me a vanilla latte. I needed something to comfort me, right? So I go to Starbucks, and we had this big holiday lunch, and they had it catered, and I couldn't go because I was getting all these calls about what was going on with the security. So I'm missing out on this huge catered lunch that was awesome, and people were like, oh, they had this and they had that, and after the fact, right? And I'm like, fuck. I went to Starbucks and I ordered my coffee, and these bitches give me the wrong coffee. I'm like, yo, can I get a break? Like, it was things like that. Like, everything was just wrong. They gave me the wrong coffee. When I get back to my office, and I bought the CD this that we're gonna play, I get an email saying, hey, we missed you at the holiday luncheon. We come pick up your Starbucks gift card. Right? Like, come on, man. I just spent $20 in Starbucks.
Well, you got it back, so you can spend it again. You give it to me.
But that's weak though, right? Right? I'd have got all the stuff for free.
I know.
That's the kind of week I had. It started out that way. But I was like, yo, you know what? I'm just gonna I stopped thinking about what I've been kind of learning about, you know, what's making me happy and what's making me upset. And I was like, you know what? I could derive my happiness from what I think, you know, these external things. I have no control over whether they gave me the wrong coffee.
Right.
So it's like, why let that get me down? Like, I might as well just like shrug it off, you know, like. And it was, and in the end, I wasn't really that upset by all of the things that were happening. It started to get funny to me. I was like, yo, this is kind of funny just to see how many more of these odd things could happen. I felt good about it at the end of the week. I was like, you know what? I kind of felt like I dealt with the week in a way that in the past I wouldn't have. I would have been focusing on what was me more so than just like saying, all right, I'm gonna just keep moving through it, you know? So it was kind of interesting.
Well,
so that was kind of how my week kind of went that way. And it was cool. Like, I think I'm going to practice that more, man. Just like, you know what? You can't let what people say to you sometimes and what things that external things affect your happiness, you know? You just can't.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to be happy because you can't control that stuff. But you can control what you do. So it's like, if you want to be happy, do things that will make you happy.
Sometimes people just piss you off, though, just to piss you off, in my opinion.
Like what? Give me an example.
I went to a clothing store today, and I was going to buy a sweatshirt. And I walk into, it's one of those little boutique shop clothing stores where everybody thinks they're way cooler than everybody else.
Right.
I'm like, all right, I just want a sweatshirt. Because it's like, I just want a cool sweatshirt. It's not that hard to say, you know what, I want a sweatshirt. But it actually is, in reality. Sweatshirts are like hard to find. They're seasonal.
Good ones, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ugly... Yeah. Holiday sweaters.
Whack sweater. Exactly.
Yo, Jimmy Fallon has a whole skit. Did you see his skit? He has a skit where he gives away a ugly holiday sweater.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
People in, I mean, sweaters are, you know, around this time. I wanted a sweatshirt, not a sweater, but it's along the same lines. So I go into this little boutique shop and I'm looking for something. I was checking online. I'm like, you know what? This place may just have the sweatshirt I was looking for.
Yeah, because they have dope stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not even gonna shout them out because this is not a plug. This is a diss.
They get a lot of play in Complex magazine.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they always featured in little sections.
Anyways, so I went to this boutique shop.
That's a hint.
And I'm walking in there. I'm looking around, you know, looking at stuff, browsing, and all the employees at the store are all huddled around the counter, like no one's working, like. One person is at the register, I guess working their register, and everybody else is just on their phones, talking, chatting, just like not doing anything productive. And I'm in the store literally shopping, waiting to see if anybody's going to ask me if I need help. Nobody asked me if I need help. Then I go, I see some sweatshirts I like. I walk, it's all the way in the back of the store, past them. You know, if they would have been like, hey, you looking for something? I would have been like, sweatshirts.
Right.
Oh, it's over there. I had to go through the whole store to find them. I get to the sweatshirts and I'm like, all right, I pick out four and I'm like, I need to try these on. So I have four sweatshirts in my hand and I'm walking around the store with sweatshirts and they still haven't said anything to me. Then I walk up to the register and I'm like, can I use the dressing room? And they're like, oh, okay. So one of them unlocks the dressing room for me. And I'm like, all right. So I go in and try on the shirts, whatever. And I come out with one that I actually want. I get to the cash register. And you know what the girl at the cash register asked me?
What?
Did anybody help you with your service today? Did anybody help you today?
So they can get their little commission.
So they can get the commission. And the girl that opened the dressing room for me looked at me like...
She didn't help you.
She didn't help me. So I was like, no, not really.
Right.
Like, nobody helped me.
Right.
I'm like, and then she giving me the look like, didn't I help you? No, you didn't help me. You opened the dress room for me after I asked you because it was locked, which I could have done myself.
Right, she had to do that.
You didn't help me get additional sizes when I had to run out and try to find a different size. Nothing.
Damn.
But then she wanted her commission. Sorry to rant. I'm just saying, sometimes people...
But you know what it is, though, right?
What?
You look at me like, what?
Please answer. I want to know.
I've been in that particular store. And that my experience in that store mirrors my experience in a lot of stores. Like... This is gonna sound funny, and I've said this a lot. Like, I noticed, like, I'm looking at what you have on today, mm-hmm. and we are dressed pretty similarly. But I noticed that, like, when I dress casual like this, mm-hmm. nobody cares. Like, I go in stores and I'm like the invisible man. Like people, I don't necessarily get the whole people following me shit. Like,
but this isn't that type of store, though.
It doesn't
I understand
even
what
matter.
You're saying. Like, if I would have walked in there with a dress, with a blazer and a V-neck, they wouldn't have looked at me any differently than if I walked in there with. If I would have walked in there with, like,
how do you know that?
Because the people that work in the store, it's like,
I don't know, dude. I don't agree with that.
Hold on, it's like a hipster store. Like, they had on like Jordans and like.
It doesn't matter
vests
though.
And, like,
it doesn't matter.
No, it does matter because honestly, I've worked retail. Have you worked retail?
Mm-mm.
Exactly. When you work retail, you do profile people. And you
yeah, and you
say,
oh, they got money. They're probably going to buy something. So
right.
I'm going to see if they need
but
help.
But that's not all you do in retail.
But that's a big
but
part
But think
of
about,
it.
No. Well,
and that's kind of what I'm getting at.
I know where you're going, but yeah. What I'm saying is I've worked retail, and there are levels to that where you look at somebody, you're like, okay, I'm going to help this person because they're dressed a certain way.
Right.
But there's also a point where you're like, okay, this person has items in their hand, and they're trying them on. They may buy something.
Right.
I had 4 sweatshirts in my hand. And they didn't even consider, like,
I think if you had on a suit and you had a sweatshirt in your hand, they would have been all over
If me. I had on a suit and I was going to buy Biggie Small sweatshirts.
They would have still been helping you.
I understand your point, but I don't think it applies.
I think you need to go put on a suit and go back in that store.
I understand your point.
Put on a suit and go back in that store.
I understand your point. I don't think it applies in this
it
scenario.
It does, man.
No.
Everywhere
you always
I get
say that.
That,
like,
because
when I wear a suit, I get great service, which may be true.
It is true.
At this spot, I don't necessarily think that having on a suit would have gotten me any better service. I think
it
it's just
does.
One of those, like,
every spot.
People in boutiques, they
every
act
spot.
Like they're too cool to help you.
Every spot.
That's not true.
It is.
That's
every
not true.
Spot. Every spot.
That's not true.
Every spot. Because I go to hipster spots and I go to, you know, whatever spots. And I'm telling you, it's the same across the board. People will say, hey, sir, how you doing?
Dude.
They will call me sir. And I don't even look old. With a suit on, they call me, I get called sir. Managers will be like, are you... I'm dead ass serious.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
I was with a friend just like a couple of days ago,
like,
and we were laughing about this.
I worked retail.
Mm-hmm.
And when I worked retail, I made it a point to address people when you walk into a store. And I've been in stores without suits on, and I've gotten addressed, and I've gotten mm-hmm. helped. I feel like at this location specifically, mm-hmm. they were just so into themselves that they weren't even doing their job.
Right. That might be true. They might have been on some old...
they were
trying to impress each other.
They were texting. They were like, oh, this party's coming up. I'm just there like, are you motherfuckers working? Or are you just here having a good time? But anyway, I get your point about the suit. I feel in this scenario, these people were just like,
true, man.
These people were just like, not even trying to like help. But it is what it is. Anyways. So we were talking earlier about, Mac technology and Mac computers and your hatred for Macs.
Yeah, it runs.
But you're a fan of their devices.
Yeah, okay. I'm a fan of a couple of their devices. Two specific devices.
What might those devices be? I already know that.
The iPad and the iPad 2 and the iPhone.
Okay.
And it's funny because my iPhone, okay, and this is, see, I'm not a fanboy. See, that's my thing, is like, I like brands for what they are, and I will get on Microsoft for their bullshit, and I will get on Apple for their bullshit, and I'm not that type of person that's gonna just blindly buy stuff from a particular brand just because it's a brand. Like, some people will buy all Apple shit because it's Apple, or all Microsoft shit because it's Microsoft. Like, yo, I don't have an Android. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have an iPhone because I think it's the best phone, you know? And I have an iPad because I think it's the best tablet. And I personally have a PC because I think Windows 7 is just better. You know, like, I like that operating system and I think it's good. And Apple pissed me off because I had my iPhone, 3G, and I couldn't get my data, all my backups on my 3G when my 3G bricked. None of the data is compatible with iOS 5. So anybody who's had a 3G phone, you can't just use the same data on a, you can't upgrade it to a 5. All of my data when my phone bricked is all dead.
You, like, lost your numbers?
I lost everything. The only reason I still have my numbers is because I was able to port it to Gmail. Like, I had to buy a program that works on PC only. it takes your Apple backup, and it basically rips your backup and pulls your contacts out of it. I had to import it into Gmail and then go into my iPhone 5. My iPhone 5, right?
4GS.
iOS 5, import my Gmail contacts as my numbers. And it was like a really long, stupid process. And it pissed me off. I'm like, yo, how do you make it so that your old backups are not compatible with your new version of your operating system? Like, what the fuck? That's fucked up. You know?
Well, so what are your thoughts on, like, Siri
and that software? I don't think I'm going to use it. Like, because I'm so used to searching. So, like, if I need to find... I think it's fun. I think it's a technology that when it's developed, it's going to be great, you know? I think it's definitely good that they're messing with it, but I don't particularly find it useful. Mm. Other than just for the fun factor of it, I think it's pretty fun, though.
Well, let's have some fun with Siri real quick and see what she's talking about. I have some questions for her. Yo, Siri, where the bitch is at?
Hi.
Where the bitch is at, Siri? Siri, where the bitch is at?
Yeah, there you go.
Siri, where the bitch is at?
No need for profanity.
Let me see. Siri, how these nuts taste?
I can't answer that, but I could search the web for it, if you like.
Boo. Siri, who's the greatest?
That's me.
You don't gotta say Siri.
Who's the greatest rapper of all time?
Okay. How about a web search for was great?
Siri sucks.
That's what I'm saying.
Who is the greatest rapper of all time? She's thinking. She's loading. Siri has no answer. Man, screw Siri.
That's what I'm saying. It's a gimmick, dude.
Oh, one more question for Siri. Let me think. Siri's really processing this thought. Siri, where is Mace Murder?
I didn't find any places matching Mace Murder.
Anyways, Siri sucks.
Yeah. Shortest kit ever. There's that funny ass Funny or Die video that I think SB posted on the site, though. That shit's hilarious. It's the iPhone 5 mock commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like this guy and his wife are fighting over Siri through Siri. He's like, Siri, tell my wife. Ask my wife if she fucked Gary Lindenbaum. Tell my husband I'm not answering that. It's just hilarious.
Siri. Anyways.
Yeah.
Man. So, you heard about the Mythbusters?
You mentioned it a little earlier. So, what was up with that, though?
So, the Mythbusters, it's a show that comes on Discovery Channel, and it's about two guys, for those who haven't seen it, two guys who do experiments to either disprove or prove the things that
urban legends and stuff like that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. So they were doing an experiment in their normal testing location, and they were trying out cannonballs, and they were trying to see if cannons are more useful on or off a battlefield, something like that. And they shot a cannon. They were shooting the cannons at water-filled tanks or water-filled garbage cans. They missed their target, and the cannon wound up flying across the street through somebody's house, through like a residential neighborhood, hit somebody's roof, landed on somebody's minivan.
It was a real cannonball.
It was a cannonball.
Wow.
It ripped through a neighborhood. Yeah.
The cannonball.
A cannonball. It ripped through somebody's living room. They said they were sitting and just saw it fly through their living room. Like,
holy shit.
Yeah, a cannon. A cannon.
That's nuts.
One guy said he thought it was a meteor that hit his roof or something. A cannon.
That's like some Civil War shit.
That's exactly what it is.
Redcoats are coming, Revolutionary War shit.
Yeah. So they're shut down right now, and they're under investigation for this cannonball.
Oh man,
conundrum.
Heads are rolling.
Conundrum that they're in. So we'll see what happens with that show.
Yeah, I'm sure that they're not making enough money to pay for all that. I mean, because that's a lot. The insurance is going to be through the roof, dude.
Yeah, it's going to be stupid.
It's probably already was high because all the experiments they do.
They said they're used to hearing explosions in the neighborhood. The neighbors that, you know, got ravaged by this cannonball. They said they're used to hearing stuff because they always test things in the neighborhood. But when they, when they saw all the destruction, now they're finally worried about the situation. Whatever. The Mythbusters. Busted through walls.
Damn, man, that's crazy.
You heard about Soulja Boy?
Nah.
Latest news on
So, weren't you the one telling me about the fact that he was buying a private jet for his birthday?
Nah, you mentioned that to me.
Somebody told me that. I must have read it somewhere.
How long ago did you hear that?
This was earlier this year. That he was gonna buy a private jet for his birthday, or some shit like that. And I was. Who was I talking to about that?
Wasn't me.
Yeah, and I was like, how can he afford that? That we were laughing about it.
Well, he can't afford it because...
No, he can't afford a private jet. Come on. Alec Baldwin is on first class flight.
Yeah, curse people out.
If Alec Baldwin can't afford a private jet, Soulja Boy cannot afford a private jet.
Well...
You see what I'm saying?
Soulja Boy recently got an eviction notice for his Atlanta home. He owes back pay. Back mortgage. He hasn't paid his house note in a while, so they're kicking him out. So if he's out there buying private jets, he's playing himself. And it's so funny to me because it's like he's the same dude that was dissing Ice-T not too long ago, dissing Ice-T for being an old ass rapper. But Ice-T still has a career. Ice-T still has money. And Soulja Boy, you are broke.
Yeah, Soulja Boy. I mean, Ice-T has like a spot on Law and Order.
Yeah.
He's making,
yeah, he gets residual
official
dough.
Money, right? Yeah. Like, he's lounging.
He's getting
for
real
all intents
money.
And purposes.
You're clowning and he's lounging.
Right.
And now you're broke and he's still getting paper. How the tables have turned, Sergeant Gutter.
Sergeant Gutter, who's Sergeant Gutter?
Sergeant Gutter's from the Boondocks. That was a skit they did where they had this dude that was pretty much like Soulja Boy.
Oh, word.
But they called him Sergeant Gutter. And he got him, Thugnificent, the old rapper, called him out. And then Sergeant Gutter tried to play Thugnificent on like YouTube. Pretty much just like what happened with Soulja Boy and Ice-T.
Oh, really?
It's like, you old as fuck. Pretty much what Soulja Boy said to Ice-T. It's a really
damn,
funny skit.
Yo, we need to do a search for that, though.
For Gutter?
No, for Soulja Boy's private jet. Private plane or something like that.
Yeah, Soulja Boy, I mean... He played himself. And then he has a new video that was on Worldstar of him, like, stunting in New York, like, buying jewelry and just running around and doing all types of wild shit. I'm just like, nobody believes you, Soulja.
Yeah, here it is on TMZ. It says, oh, it's a lie. So, I've typed Soulja Boy private jet in Google, and the first one says, Soulja Boy drops $55 million on private jet. And then... That's June 30th, 29th, July 29th, and then July 30th. Soulja Boy accused of $55 million lie about purchasing a G5. Oh, it says, Soulja Boy, along with several members of his inner circle, perpetuated a lie about purchasing a $55 million G5 jet.
Perpetuated a lie. They got called
Soulja
out.
Soulja Boy not buying a private jet.
Soulja Boy not paying his mortgage either.
Come on, man. He don't have $55 million.
Dude, he don't got 4 G's to pay his mortgage. So you know he got issues. It is what it is, Soulja. No beef. Just saying. Keep it real.
You don't have $55 million.
Your problem is you're not a good rapper.
$55 million? Where's he getting $55 million from? His last hit?
What was that?
You! That's my point.
You! I hope you got paid off for that. I doubt it.
Exactly. Damn,
I guess you had a few other tracks other than that one, but that's the only one I remember.
Damn.
It is what it is, homie. Make that money. Try to, at least. So
invest that money.
Yeah,
you buying gas stations done,
instead of buying jewelry and red iPhones.
You should be buying stocks.
You should have. Anyways.
Gas stations or something practical.
What else, man? What else? 50 Cent got a new song. You care at all?
No.
He got a new female rapper in it. She's a female. She's got like titties and booty and stuff.
I mean, that's par for the course. Yeah, so, but you know what? What I am into right now. So, I told y'all my story about going into the Starbucks and getting the wrong coffee and being pissed off a little bit. Or trying not to be pissed off, right? Actually, I just drank the other coffee that I had, which was happened to be a $2 coffee, and I paid for a $5 coffee, which is kind of fucked up. But I saw this CD when I was at the register, and it was the Charlie Brown Christmas CD. And I was compelled to buy it. Being the long fan of everything Charlie Brown / Peanuts, so I bought it. Yeah, I have it right here. And it's super dope, man. Like it totally got me in the Christmas spirit single handedly. Like I'm not really into that type of stuff, but yo, it's just a dope. It's a dope CD because it comes. It's like $12, $12.99. It comes with the soundtrack, and it comes with the DVD of the Charlie Brown Christmas special. But the CD is dope because it's not really super religious Christmassy. It's jazzy, but it has Christmas overtones. It's dope. So I'm gonna just play a little bit for y'all suckers. Here we go. It's just really cool music to like play around the house, you know? Kind of seasonal, but not overly like, like heavy-handedly religious. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm just not. It's just, it's kind of romantic too. Just go and play a different track. All types of music on this podcast. I've just been realizing that.
A variety of things.
Yeah. Everything from Wally Wally World. So this is by Vince Guaraldi.
Guaraldi.
Giraldi. Vince Giraldi Trio. So it's in Starbucks right now. It's $12.99. It's dope though. It's cool to play around the house, you know, for family. You can watch DVD. And it's just cool music, man. Holiday, but not too corny, you know? Pretty dope. Pretty dope stuff. So, yeah, so there you go. That's my hot seasonal tip. So moving on.
I got a song I like.
What's that?
Some skinny jeans music.
Skinny jeans music?
Is it wrong for a grown man to like skinny jeans music?
Yeah.
Why?
Because first you're liking skinny jeans music. Next thing you know, you're wearing women's skinny jeans.
That's not gonna happen.
You wearing jeggings next.
It's not gonna happen.
Next, you wearing jeggings and you're the subject of a Lil Wayne parody video.
It's not gonna happen, man. I just like certain skinny jeans songs, man. It's just certain songs that I think are interesting. That I think, you know.
Then you're wearing jeggings.
Are worth it. Make worthwhile music. Don't hate, man.
Jeggings.
Why will I hate?
So, anyway, while you cue that up.
It's cued.
Okay, damn.
It's cued.
I'm about to go into the next topic.
There it goes. Here goes a little skinny jeans song that I like a little.
He's trying to balance out my,
Yeah, exactly. Maybe it's just the beat.
You just gotta insert some ignorance.
It's just the beat. Rack city bitch, rack city bitch. 10, 20s on your titties, bitch. 100 deep, VIP, no guest list. TT raw, you don't know who you fucking with. Got my other bitch, fucking with my other bitch. Fucking all night, nigga, we ain't sell a bit. Nigga say I'm too dope, I ain't selling it. Buy fresher than a motherfucking peppermint. Go let him in, last king killing shit. Young money, yeah, we getting rich.
Young money. So who is this?
This is a dude named Tiger. He's like, rack city bitch. He's on Young Money. He's like, I don't know.
It has a little bump to it though.
It has a good bump to it. I don't really care what he's saying. I've just learned to.
He ain't saying shit.
He ain't saying nothing.
Good thing he don't care. That works in his favor.
It works for both of us.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I ain't gonna play the whole track. I just think it got a nice little bump to it.
Oh no, this is definitely bump music. Wait, turn it up again. I need
my money pronto. Oh, they go to the Big Sean clap you hear in every song now, man. Green got cheese like a nacho. All these songs are interchangeable.
Oh, it's in the strip club? The video's in the strip club?
Yeah, the video's definitely in the strip club. And there's a bunch of cats throwing money up. Chicks shaking their booties. It's a hood classic, clearly. Pull out my rags. Mike Jackson, nigga, yeah, I'm back. Stacks of money. Jerseys. Snapbacks. Skinny jeans.
They in the hood strip club. Bitch,
rack city, they in Vegas. Rack
city, really?
Bitch, yeah. Rack city, bitch. Rack city, bitch. 10, 20s, yeah, and the 50s, bitch. Rack city, bitch. I'm sure Chris Brown is probably in the video somewhere. City,
bitch. Why?
They hang out. Rack city, bitch. Rack
city, bitch.
They hang out.
They who?
This dude and Chris Brown.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hunt it.
He throwing his advance.
Chick smoking.
Spending my advance. Spending my advance. Gonna owe the label. You already know I can't afford cable. You already know it. I'm like, dude, you don't even have a single out. You throwing money.
That is a single. That's a single.
Yeah, he might. He's gonna make money off that though. Hopefully.
Yeah, he's got a little social media following that's been popping for him. But anyways. Yeah, a little Rack City, you know what I'm saying? Balance out the jazz music. But I listen to all types of stuff, you know?
Yeah, true indeed. That's hot. I'm gonna play that in my car.
Exactly.
I'm gonna play that in my car.
Anyways.
Shout outs.
Topics?
I have one more topic.
Topic.
Quick topic.
Go for it.
Mini topic. Topic lit.
Top eye.
Yeah.
Topito.
The Louis C.K. thing.
Louis.
So, We talked about him in a podcast a couple or two ago. Some funny shit that he had in his show. And, so right now he has a comedy special that he did, at the Beacon Theater, right? And the Beacon is in New York, right?
Yes, it is.
So he has a comedy special and he said basically he's offering it for $5 or $5. You can download an HD version of it off the website, and he has this he published this note about how he was advised against doing it that way. So you can pay with PayPal or a credit card and basically download it, and how he was advised not to do that because it would get torrented and it'd be, you know, shared, and he was
gonna get torrented anyway.
Anyway,
this just makes it easier for people to give him money,
right?
I've been having that fight at my job. Like, people people are so used to the creation of DVDs, but at the same time, it's like you're spending so much money in making DVDs, you could be saving it by just distributing it digitally.
Yes, because it takes so much. Is
the torrent thing,
right? But it's gonna happen anyway,
right? They can rip a DVD.
Yeah, somebody's gonna rip it anyway,
right?
And it only takes one person to rip it.
Why not just save money on the front end, right, and not make hard copies of it?
Right. And that's what he said. He said, look, I'm paying for this out of my pocket to get this on this website. You know, so take that into consideration with what you do if you decide to buy it or not, or
right,
pirate it. And basically, the community online are like, yo, I'm going to buy this shit just because of that, like off GP, just right, because you are taking that chance and not being a dick and making it easy for us to buy it and making it cheap. I'm going to support you because this is what we want.
Louis smart.
Yeah, this is what we. This is how we want media, and this is how we want people to act.
It's not even this is how we want it. It's like, this is how we already use it. This is what we're used to. Like, this is what works for us. Like, you're not taking us out of our zone. We don't have to go to Target to go pick it up. We can just, or even Netflix it. It's here. I can just download and not think about it.
Right.
Especially if it's PayPal. Like, all I got to do is just link it with PayPal, click, you know, purchase, and it's there. I mean, it's smart. It's smart business.
Yeah, so I thought that was really cool, and I always like when I see artists, and, you know, anybody just that gets media and is really just taking that chance, because it takes, you know, I'm sure he has people like, no, don't do it, you know, but he's just like, fuck it, I'm gonna do it, you know, do it my way. So
yeah,
big ups,
Louis.
Let's hope it's not corny though.
Stop using the N word, Louis. Anyways,
let's hope it ain't bad. So anyway, yeah, now that's it. Shout out to everybody's. You know, life and all that good stuff, and, you know, keep it moving, man. Keep it moving.
Shout out to the planet Earth.
Yeah, shout out to the holiday season.
Yeah, that too.
It's better to give than receive. You know, this is the holiday of giving. Let's not get caught up in
getting
exactly.
Unless you're getting money.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? Think about more about giving. Yeah. How about that?
They might give me my money when I see. But anyways, yeah, we out, man.
Yeah, we out.
So,
peace. Hey.